Mesechet Kedushin, Daftun Gimel, four lines in the bottom of Daftun Beis and Beis, and the Mishnah we stated, I'm a Kaddish Bechelkoi, Bein Kotchi Kotchi, and Bein Kotchi Kalam, Ein Mekudeshes, that if Reuven, who's a Kohen, tries to be Mekaddish Rachel, using his Chelik that he received from Kotchi Kotchi, or from Kotchi Kalam, then Ein Mekudeshes, she would not be Mekudeshes. And keep in mind that Benegea Kotchi Kotchi, the only one that has a Chelik in Kotchi Kotchi is a Kohen, and whether Kotchi Kalam has a Chelik for the Kohen, as well as for Yisrael, and Lechira, the same dim should apply, Benegea Yisrael, and if he takes his portion of Kachim Kalim and he tries to be Mekadosh a woman, it would be Einim Mekudeshes. However, Ayin Rishonim, with some Rishonim say that there's a chilek between a Kohen and Yisrael. And we saw that after Rabbi Meir was Niftar, so Rabbi Yehuda said that his Talmidim should not come into the base Medrash, and then Simchas pushed his way in, and he said over this Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda was angry at his Talmidim, and he said to them that I told you not to let the Talmid of Rabbi Meir into the base Medrash, because they're only coming to Kapcheni Balochis. We certainly see that Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on Rabbi Meir, and we see that Rabbi Yisi actually defended the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir hold the same Shita, that HaMekadosh B'Chelkoi Bein Kotchi Kotchi Bein Kotchi Kalam Einu Mekudeshes, and Rabbi Yehuda would argue, and he holds that HaMekadosh B'Chelkoi Bein Kotchi Kotchi Bein Kotchi Kalam, it would be Mekudeshes. And Argamar begins, Tani, we learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Einu Mekudeshes, as we just stated, and Rabbi Yisi says, like our Mishnah, that Einu Mekudeshes, and Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Mekru Achadashu, and Rabbi Yehuda stated that both of them learned this from the same Pasuk, and this Pasuk is Pashas Kurech, as the Pasuk states, "V'zei yilchom in kodesh kadashim in the ish kol kabanam lchom and chasam and chol chatasam and chol shamam asher yeshiv lui kodesh kadashim lchom ulo vanecha." This pasuk is talking about the chelik of the kohanim that they receive kodesh kadashim, and as Rashi says in Chumash, "Min the ish la'achak taras ishim," that the only time the kohen receives his chelik is only after taras ishim. And Rabbi Yechon explains, "Rabbi Yehuda sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds lachah." The pasuk states, "V'zei yilchom, it should be yours lachol tzurchecha," that once the kohen receives his portion, then it belongs to him for everything. And as Rashi says, "Vafilu l'kadosh bar yisha," and he can even use it in order to be mekadosh a woman. And Rabbi Yisi Sava ke'esh, Rabbi Yisi says, we have a hekesh between the basa that the kohanim receive and the esh of the mizbeach, ma'esh la'achila, just like the aktaris evarim and emurim on the mizbeach is to consume the evarim and p'darim, and so too, afhu na'amil achila, also the basa that the kohanim receive is also only to be used for achila and for nothing else. And certainly, if Rabbi Yisi, we have a makar that kachi kachim can only be used la'achila and not to be mekadosh a woman, and then based on the Ma'amitzinu, we say that Kachim Kalim could also be only used Lachila and not Lakadish Boyase Isha. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Echon stated that although we see there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda on the one side and Rabbi Yisi and Ramea on the side, however, we continue on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that Nimnu V'Gamru, that at that point they got together and they made a vote and they all decided that the Halacha follows our Mishnah, that the Makadish B'Chalkai, Bein Kachi Kadishim, or Bein Kachim Kalim, Loi Kidesh. And Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Amdu Luminin, V'Rabu Imram, Einim Kudeshes, and therefore the Mo'atim Mechaza, the Gamru Loima in Mekudeshes, and therefore all agreed that it's not Mekudeshes, and Rabbi Yehuda also was Chaza, and he also held that it's not Mekudeshes. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amman, Rav argues on Rabbi Yechon, and he says, Adayin Machlekes, that there's still Machlekes, and as Rashi says, they never even went and voted, but like Chaza by Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was never Chaza, and therefore there's still Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yesi. And the Gemara continues, Amabaya, Kavasu Rabbi Yechon Mestavro, it makes sense to say like Rabbi Yechon, that eventually Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza, the Tanya, as we have a Braisa, and as the Gemara will point out, that this Braisa is actually a Sifra, which is of course Tertarius Kedim, and we know that Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, therefore this Braisa is going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we know that the Kohanim that did that Voida in a specific week, and during the Mishma, they would split up all the Kabbanis, and the Braisa will go through, that although they split up all the Kabbanis, they can't go and barter their share of a carbon with another Kohen for a share of a different carbon, and the Gemara goes through a lengthy Braisa in order to prove that this is true in all cases, and the Braisa starts and how do we know that a Kohanim cannot barter their shear that they're supposed to get from a Mincha for on a shear in a Zevach? The Pasuk says in Pashasav, V'chol Mincha Ashete Ofer Batano V'chol Nasim Racheshes V'al Machbas L'Koyin HaMakrevei So Loisiya, and then the Pasuk states V'chol Mincha B'lulu B'Shemen V'charevo L'chol B'nei Arantia Ishke Ochiv, and as Rashi says that since the Pasuk says Kol Mincha, so we learn out Mashba all the Kohanim should split up the Mincha itself. They shouldn't trade a Mincha for a Zevach. And as Rashi says previously, and the Gemara continues that based on this Mekar, you may think that it's true that Kohanim cannot barter a Mincha for a Zevach or a Zevach for a Mincha, because as we know, there is no connection between a Zevach and Mincha, and therefore maybe you can't barter one for another. We see that they're not connected because even by a carbon oil v'yared, although an usher brings a zavach, if someone is poor and they're dal, then they will bring a face, and then if someone is bedali dalas, then they will bring a mincha. But there is no connection between a zavach and the actual menachos because that would be two levels down, and therefore maybe in that case we say they are not allowed to barter. But maybe avad yichalku menachos connected eifes should come tachteim bedalas, but lemaisa menachos and eifes have a more of a connection as benigei a carbon oil v'yared than someone that's poor brings eifes and someone that's bedali dalas brings menachos, and therefore maybe the din is that just like you could swap one for the other benigei a carbon oil v'yared, therefore it would be a din that you could even barter one for the other. Talmud leima v'chol nasa macheshes l'chol bnei arantia, that since the pasuk states v'chol mincha she'teofa betana v'chol nasa macheshes v'al machvas l'kain amakva isel isia v'chol mincha bulu b'shem v'chirei v'chol bnei arantia ish k'achiv, so l'chira the pasuk only had to say v'chol mincha and it didn't have to say all the other types of menachos, and all these words are going to be extra, and therefore we have them in order to dash in from them, and therefore when the pasuk stated v'chol nasa macheshes, we learn that it's coming to teach us that a kain cannot barter a mincha for eifes or eifes for menachos. And the Gemara continues with the next category, yachalei yichalku menachos connected eifes. So maybe from this pasuk we see that you can't swap and you can't barter menachos for eifes. Shalala minyadamim, the way that you receive a kapara when bringing a bird on a mizbeach is through bringing the dam on a mizbeach. Valala minyakmachim, the way to receive kapara when you bring a mincha is through aktaras kmitza on a mizbeach, and that is what brings your kapara. And therefore, since that's dissimilar, so maybe that's why you can't barter them. Avad yichalku eifes connected zvachim. Shalala valala minyadamim, but maybe we'll be able to go and barter eifes for zvachim, as the kapara for both of them happens by placing the dam on the mizbeach. The Talmud Leimah, therefore the pasuk also says an extra word of al machavas, and that teaches us that you can't barter eifes and zvachim. And the Gemara continued, yachal yichalku eifes connected zvachim, shalol maseim biyad valol maseim bikli. So maybe you can't barter eifes and zvachim because the avodas are different, as the way that they would shecht an eif, they would use their nail and they would do malika, but when doing zvicha, they would do shechita with a kli and with a sakin. Maybe that's why you can't barter one for the other. Havel yichalku menachos connected menachos, but maybe you'd be able to barter one mincha for a different type of mincha. Shalol valol maseim biyad, the void of all menachos are the same. The kohen takes a kmitza and places that on his bech, and he does so with his hand, and maybe you'd be able to go and barter one mincha for another mincha. Tamalayma, therefore the pasuk once again has an extra word, as it says v'chol mincha b'lula b'shem l'chol b'nei Aaron, and therefore we learn that you can't even barter one mincha for another. And the Gemara continues, yachal yichalku machvas k'neged macheshes, macheshes k'neged machvas, shezu maseim rachim v'zu maseim kashim, that maybe you can't barter different types of machvas for each other, and you can't barter machvas for macheshes or macheshes for machvas, because one is maisurach, one is a thin batter and it's made in a deep pan, and one is a thick batter and it's made in a shallow pan. And as Rashi says, machvas macheshes is referring to different types of kelim in a base of middash, v'chol menachos hanikmatzes tunis luk shemen, and we know that every mincha that has kmitza requires a luk shemen for each asir seifa flour, or machvas safa, and being that the machvas pan is flat, for ina muka, it's not deep, and it's also wide, umetech shirichav v'tzafa, haseus mispasha pikula, therefore the flour spreads in the entire pan, v'ar seif reshimna, and therefore the fire burns the shemen and becomes very dry, l'fika maseim kashem, and therefore it's hard, umacheshes hamuka, however the pan that's called umacheshes is deeper, v'ina ar seif reshimna, and the fire doesn't burn the oil, l'fishinivla b'i v'achalis, therefore although they're both fried in oil, one is more like a matzah and one is more like a donut. The Gemara continues, avichalku machvas k'neged machvas umacheshes k'neged machveshes. As Rashi says, that one may think that one kohen could say to other, tol atachalki b'minchas ruvein v'adi etachalka b'minchas shimon. That would be a proper barter. Shalol v'alol maseim kashim inami maseim rachim, as the maisim was done in exactly the same way and as similar products. Tamalay medir, for the pasuk continues and states v'chareva l'chol b'nei arantia, and once again it says an extra word. Therefore, once again we learn that you can't barter even one mincha which is similar to the other, and you never could barter any kabbonis with each other. And the Gemara continued, yachal yichalku b'katshe kalshim. This pasuk is only referring to katshe kalshim, so maybe you think that you can't barter by katshe kalshim, al yichalku b'katshe kalim, and maybe you could barter by katshe kalim, tamalayma ish ka'achiv, and therefore the pasuk in Pashas Sav in Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud states, v'chol mincha b'lul b'ashem v'chareva l'chol b'nei arantia ish ka'achiv, and then two pasukim later, v'samach lei, in pasuk Yud Beis, im atoidu yakriveno, v'hikriv al zevach atoidu, chalos matz b'lul b'ashem, etc. Since the carbon toidu is kachim kalim, we learn out, k'shem she'in chalkim k'chim k'chim, just like you can't barter k'chim k'chim, k'chim 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 kalim, therefore you can't barter k'chim kalim either. And Taisa points out that even though the Gemara uses a lashon v'samachlei, as mashma it's based on the smichas hapsukim. However, Taisa points out that as we stated, this brice in Teres Kainim is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Teres smuchim aside for in Mishnah Torah can eat the brice yivamis, and therefore Taisa says v'yishloima the lav smuchim mamish darish that this brice is not being darish this din from the smuchim elavav meisav alin rishon. The actual makar is actually from pasuk Yud Aleph, which states v'zois Teres zevach hashlam hashiyakur l'Hashem and vav meisav alin rishon, as since it says v'zois Teres zevach hashlamim, therefore we compare kachim kalim to kachim kachim. And the Rashba takes his point to Taisus even further. He actually changed the gears of Agamara. He is gurus that Agamara brought down the Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Aleph in Pashas Tzav of Bezayis Teres Zevach HaShlamim, and we're learning from Vav Meisif Alin Yerushain. The Gemara continues and ends off the Braisa that the Pasuk states Ish Ka'achiv. We learn out Ish Cholik Vafilu Bal Mum that B'negei Kohanim, that every person that's from B'nei Aaron will split up and will have a Chelik in the Kabbanis, and even those Kohanim who are Bali Mum and can't do that void in the Beis Mikdash during the Mishma, however, there were certain things that they were able to do in the Beis Mikdash, and since they were able to work in the Beis Mikdash, therefore they had a right to a portion of the kabbonis that were given out in the Beis Mikdash. As Rashi says, however, a cotton, even if he's a tam, he can't take a share of the kabbonis. And he points out that really the din of a balmum, that he's chalik with kabbonis, we learn out from the pasuk that states, kol zocha l'rabis balmum, and this pasuk of ish is really only coming to the mind that a cotton doesn't have any share in the kabbonis, and it can't demand a share of the kabbonis. Gemara continues, Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda, the Lemaisa, we know that this is Sifra and this is in Teres Kainim. The author of Stam is in the Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, Vahu Ka'ama, the less but in Chaluka Klal, Shema Mina, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds in this Braisa that there is no din of Chaluka, and it's not considered a Mamar Kainim, and that's why they can't barter, and therefore we see that eventually he was Chayza, and although originally Rabbi Yehuda stated that if a man wants to be Makadesh, a woman using his chelik that he received from Kachim Kachim or from Kachim Kalim, he cannot do so. However, we see from this brisa that eventually Rabbi Yehuda was Chayza, and Rabbi Yehuda then held that Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim are considered Mamma Gavaya as Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu, and is not considered the moment of the Kayin, and therefore he can't be Makadesh and Isha with his portion of Kachim Kachim or Kachim Kalim. And Mefarshim discussed that although we see Rabbi Yehuda at one point held that Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim are considered Mamma Gavaya as Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu, but who said this was after the fact that he heard from Rameya? Maybe it was beforehand, and then eventually he actually was Chaluk Rameya. Therefore, really for this Braisa, it's not a perfect Raya. And the Gemara continues that we said before that Rav said a Dayan Machlekes that Rabbi Yehuda was never Chayza, and therefore Rav says we also have a Braisa that's similar to Rav, that we see that Rabbi Yehuda was not Chayza, as Vatanya we looked at a Braisa, Hatsnuim Meshchis Hidayim Vagaganim Chalukin. This Braisa is discussing the Chalukah of the Lechem upon him, and the Braisa states that 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Mishtamish as the Kohen Gadol, Nishtalcha Brachim Lechem upon him, even during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a Brachim Lechem upon him, V'chol Kohen HaMegiyah Kezayis, Yesh Eichel V'Zeveyah, Yesh Eichel Mesa, and every Kohen that received even a Kezayis of Lechem upon him would eat the Lechem upon him, and they would be satiated when even they would eat it and they would have to leave over. Mikam Ve'il Nishtalcha Me'ir Lechem upon him, but after that point, there was a curse of Lechem upon him, each Kohen was only able to receive a portion that was the size of a bean, and at Suyim, and the student held back from taking any part of Lechem upon him because no purpose of taking it. First of all, it wasn't satiating themselves, and number two, they weren't being Yitzah, the mitzvah of eating Lechem upon him, because they weren't able to eat a Kazayas. Rashi continues on the third of the wide lines at the bottom of the Amid, that the word Cholkin over here doesn't mean that those who were gluttonous would actually take their Chelik. It's given the Shtalcha by Me'ira, Kepul, Ma'ichazi. Why would those people want to take the size of a bean from the Lechem upon him? It wouldn't be helpful to them in any case. So it must be that they would transfer and they would swap out portions between each other and they would barter for other items. And it must be that this price is going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who holds the chelik of a kohen in kachi kachim belongs to the kohen himself and is considered his mammon, and therefore he could barter it. As according to the other shitas, they hold that it's mammon kavaya, and certainly you would not be able to barter it. Once again, this is not a great raya, because lemaisa could be that this price was stated before Rabbi Yehuda was chayza, but the Gemara responds, my chokin chaytulin, that even if you're going to say this price was stated at a later point, we could still say that it's not a right Rabbi Yehuda was not chayza, because when it says lashon chokin, actually means that these gluttonous individuals would actually grab and they would forcefully take away different pieces of the lechem upon him from from other kohenim k'diktonik sefer, as we see in the sefer itself, ma'aseh be'echad shechotav chelka v'chelik haveiri, that it was a story where one kohen went and grabbed his chelik of lechem upon him, and he took also the chelik of his friend, v'yikohen oisev ben chamsin ad yemoisai, and they called this person a ben chamsin until the day of his death. And we know that the lashon chamsin and the lashon of chamas is someone that takes something from someone else without the rishus. And as the Gemara states, Amar Rav Bar Shilam Maikra, where do we see that lashon chamsin means that you take something from someone without rishus? As the pasuk says in Tillim, Elokai Parteinu Miad Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should save me from the hand of Rasha, Mikaf Me'avel V'chomitz, you should save me from the palm of someone that does things in a crooked way, and someone that's a chamatz, and someone that's a chamsin. And Rav Amar Mahacha, and Rav says that we learn from the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chomets. You should learn well, and you should dash in a way of Mishpat, and you should also save, and we should protect and support those that are oppressed. And once again, we see the Lashon of Chomets that's similar to the Lashon of Chomas. And as Rashi says, Hechziku Yada Nigzal Latzila Miad Eishkai. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Maisa Sheini, Bein Bishayu, Bein Meizel, like Kidesh, Divrameya. Rameya hold that if someone goes and tries to be Makadish his wife by using Paris of Maisa Sheini, it doesn't make a difference if he did so Bishayu or Bemezid, that's not considered valid kedushin. And Yehuda Imesh Shoyeg like Kiddush Mezik Kiddush. And Yehuda argues and says if he did so b'shoyeg, then it's not considered a valid kedushin. And b'mezid, it would be a valid kedushin. And we'll discuss the shita of Yehuda on Amud Beis. But the ma'aseh, the shita of Rav Meir is that it doesn't make a difference if it was done b'shoyeg or b'mezid, that you're not able to be mekadosh a woman using peiros ma'aseh sheni. And Rashi explained the Mishnah the kasavra Meir ma'aseh mamam gavayu, that ma'aseh sheni is considered mamam gavaya, and therefore you can't be mekadosh isha using ma'aseh sheni. Our Gemara begins minani mili. How does Rav Meir know that ma'aseh sheni is considered mamam gavaya? So Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rava Mishmei de Gemara. Rav Acha b'Rei Rava said this based on the Kabbalah that he had, as Rashi says Mishmei de Gemara Kach Nekbar b'Gemara v'Shkur b'Fi b'Nei Beis Medrash. The pasuk states in Pashas b'Chukosai the Chol Masa Arz Mizera Arz B'Pri Eitz Lashemu Kodesh Lashem. And therefore we learn out Lashemu V'Loy L'Kadosh B'Isha that ma'aseh sheni is considered Hakadosh Baruch Hu's, since it's mamam gavaya and not the mamam of the Bailim. Therefore you can't be mekadosh a woman using Paris ma'aseh sheni. And the Gemara is Harei Trumas Ma'aseh Dechsev came to Rimu Gam Atam Trumas Hashem, that the Ma'aseh says the Lashon of Trumas Hashem B'negei Trumas Ma'aseh. Therefore it would seem that the Truman that the Levi takes off from Ma'aseh Rishon is also a mamam gavaya, and he shouldn't be able to be mekadosh a woman. V'tnan and the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches would state HaMekadosh B'Trumas Mekudeshes, that if someone is mekadosh a woman using Truma G'dayla or Trumas Ma'aseh, or as we'll see in a moment, even using Chala, then it's considered a valid kedushin. Gemara answers that B'negei Ma'aseh Sheni, the pasuk says it's Lashem. Ma'aseh Sheni belongs to Hashem. However, B'negei Truma, the pasuk says Trumas Hashem, and therefore the Torah is not telling us that Truma belongs to Hashem. But as Rashi tells us, Aval Trumas Hashem Shetziva Lehu, and as the Gemara says, like Sibbe Lashem. And since it doesn't say the Lashon Lashem, B'negei Trumas Ma'aseh, therefore it's considered M'maynoi, and he can be Mekadosh a woman. And the Gemara continues in Yisvam Chala, V'reichal D'chziba Titnu Lashem, and over there in Parshas Korach, the pasuk actually says the Lashon Lashem, and therefore it's Mashma that's considered Mamon Gavaya, and therefore you shouldn't be able to be Mekadosh a woman, V'tnan, and we still learn later on how Mekadosh B'Trumas Mekudeshes, which includes Chala. And the Gemara answers, like Sibbe Kodesh, over there, although it says Titnu Lashem, but it doesn't say that's Kodesh Lashem. Once again, we're giving it based on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not considered Kodesh, and it's not considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's product. Rashi points out that Chal is also called Truma, as B'Chal Nami Truma Hu D'Chsiv Mireishis Aris Tisechem Titnu Lashem Truma. And the Gemara continues, V'Rei Shvi is D'Chsiv Ba Yoivel Hu Kodesh Yilachem, but the Gea Shmita, the Pasuk but the Gea Yoivel states, the Lashem of Kodesh, and B'Tnan, HaMekadosh Pei Shvi'es Mekudeshes, that we learned beforehand in the Mishnah on Daf Nun, that if someone Mekadosh in Yisr using Pei Shvi'es, they is Mekudeshes, and we saw that based on the story that we had in the Mishnah, which stated that a man went and was Mekadosh five women with a basket full of Paris, and those Paris belonged to the women, and it was during the time of Shemitah. And we learned from there that a person could be a Mekadosh woman using Paris Shemitah. L'chari, since the Pasuk says Kodesh, how could you go and be a Mekadosh woman? L'chari is not considered a Mammon Bailim, and should be considered Mammon Gavaya. And the Gemara states, like Sibbe Lashem, over there, although it says Kodesh, but it doesn't say Kodesh Lashem, and therefore you could be a Mekadosh woman using Paris Shemitah. And the Gemara asks, very Truma, the Chsiv, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishit Tuasai, that the Torah states, B'negei Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is considered Kodesh Lashem, just like Reishit Tuasai, just like Truma. And therefore we see that Truma is considered Kodesh Lashem, and over here it says Kodesh En Lashem, and therefore we see that Truma is considered Mamon Gavaya, and therefore you should not be able to be a Mekadosh woman using Truma, B'tlan, and once again, as we will see in the Mishnah later on, HaMekadosh B'Trumas Mekudeshes, that if someone is a Mekadosh woman using Truma G'dayla, it is a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Ahubi Yisrael Ksiv, that pasuk that says Kodesh Hashem is referring to Klal Yisrael as Kodesh Hashem and not referring to Truma as Kodesh Hashem. Therefore, Truma is considered the mammon of the Bailim, and therefore he can be Mekadosh a woman using the payers of Truma. We continue on Daftun Gimel Beis, V'lav Meila Shabbos Mina, L'maisa, the pasuk compares Klal Yisrael to Truma, and therefore, just like Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh Hashem, therefore Truma is also called Kodesh Hashem, and L'chari should be considered mammon Gavaya, and how can you be Mekadosh a woman using Truma Gdaila? And the Gemara answered, Tegma Ravin Saba, Kamei Du Rapapa, that Ravin Saba said over in the name of Rapapa, that Amakra, who Bav Yasihei, that the pasuk by Maisa Sheni states, V'chol Masa Arz, Mizer Arz, we pre eats Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem, and since it says the Lashon Hu, therefore we learn about Yosei that you can only use it as Paris and for Achila, and you can't use it for any other reason. Even though B'negei Shemitah, the Pasuk says Yovel Hi, so L'chayr, we should also say Bav Yosei. We showed him explain that in the Chanami, at this point of the Gemara is saying that we need all three words, that since it says Kodesh, and it says Lashem, and it says Hu, that's why Rameya knows that Maisa Sheni is considered Mamma Gavaya, therefore he holds that you can't be a Mekadosh woman if you use Paris Maisa Sheni, and it doesn't make a difference if you do so B'shagig Bezin, because it's not considered your mammon and it's considered mammon gavaya. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah started off with the machlekes b'negei Maisa Sheni between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah stated b'Maisa Sheni bein shagig bein mezid like kiddush to Rameya, because as we explained, Rameya holds that Maisa Sheni is mammon gavaya, and therefore no matter what, you cannot be a mekadosh woman using Paris Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda im b'shagig like kiddush b'mezid kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds that although by Maisa Sheni b'shagig is like kiddush, but b'mezid kiddush, and clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that Paris Maisa Sheni is considered m'maynai, and therefore you can be mekadosh a woman when doing so b'mezid. But there must be another reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a man is mekadosh a woman using Paris Maisa Sheni b'shagig, that is not considered valid kedushin. And in a moment, the Gemara will discuss this point. And the Mishnah then brought another machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but gay is someone that wants to be mekadosh his wife using hegdish. Just as Akdama, generally we know that if someone is moil b'hegdish, then if he does so b'shagig, then the din of mila applies. Certainly, it's usa and you b'chayv a karen v'chaimish, and it will be a carbon meila that you have to bring, etc. But it would also be a din that that item goes out l'chulin, and therefore it will be considered your item, and it will no longer be considered the item of hegdish. However, generally we say that the din of meila doesn't apply when someone is moil b'hegdish b'mezid, and therefore in that case the item still belongs to hegdish, never becomes an item of the hedyet, and never becomes memoinai. And therefore it makes sense that in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda stated that b'shagig kiddush b'mezid like kiddush, that if Reuven goes as mekadosh a woman using hegdish, then if he does so b'shagig, it's considered valid kedushin because he was moil b'hegdish, and therefore the item now belongs to Rachel and it goes out of the reshus of hegdish. However, if he's moil b'hegdish b'mezid, then it doesn't go out of his reshus, and therefore he didn't give Rachel anything as it still belongs to hegdish. However, I may hold that even someone that is moil b'hegdish b'mezid, the item will go out from hegdish and become mamon chulin and belong to the person. Therefore, it makes sense that Rameya states in the Mishnah that if Reuven is mekadosh Rachel using mamon of hegdish, since this mamon hegdish or this item of hegdish now transfers from the reshus of hegdish to the reshus of Reuven and by extension to the reshus of Rachel, therefore Rachel is mekudeshes through this money as it's considered the mamon of Reuven because he was moil b'hegdish. However, if you're Rameya, we'll have to understand that why is it that if Reuven is mekadosh a woman using hegdish b'shagig, that Rameya says it's not considered valid kedushin? If l'chayr certainly it should be considered his mamon, therefore it should be considered a valid kedushin, and the Gemara will discuss this point as well. Now Gemara now begins by quoting for the last case of the Mishnah over hegdish. If Reuven is mekadosh Rachel by using hegdish, b'mezik kiddush b'shagig like kiddush to Rameya, and as we said, we're going to have to explain why is l'chayr Rameya that b'shagig is like kiddush, and Rabbi Yehuda b'shagig kiddush b'mezik like kiddush, and Rabbi Yehuda states that b'shagig mekudeshes because it's considered your mamon. However, when someone is moil b'hegdish b'mezid, the item of hegdish stays by hegdish and doesn't belong to Reuven, and therefore, of course, the kedushin will not be valid. And Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov stated, "Shamis mined Rabbi Yechon Tati." I heard two ideas from Rabbi Yaakov in order to explain the two dinim of a Mishnah that need clarification, and that is b'degei shigus ma'aser Rabbi Yehuda. And we said that although Rabbi Yehuda holds that ma'aser sheni is considered m'maynai and not mamon gavaya, even so, if Reuven is mekadosh Rachel using pirus and ma'aser sheni b'shagig, it would not be a valid kedushin. And the question is, why is that true? And number two, shigas hegdish Rameya, why is it the lofir Rameya, if someone is moil behegdish and he tries to mimkadish his wife using mois of hegdish, that's not considered a valid kedushin? If l'chir, it should go out l'chulin because he was moil behegdish. Rabbi Yaakov explained, shteim inish miskadesh behem, then both cases they hold that a woman is not mekudeshes, chad l'fisha inish reitza, and one of them, the svar is because the woman doesn't want the kedushin to be chal, the chad l'fisha inish name reitzim, and one is because both of them wouldn't want the kedushin to be chal, v'lo yadan haim Minayu. Rabbi Yaakov stated that I'm not sure which statement of Rabbi Yechonon he said on which shita. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah stated, Nechse Anan, let us try to figure this out. Maisa I loy nichla. It must be that when Rabbi Yechonon said that Chodah Lufi She'ini Shiraitza, that is by the case of Maisa She'ini. And Lufi Rabbi Yehuda, even though Peiris Maisa She'ini is considered Mamoinoi, but he still cannot be Makadish a woman using Peiris Maisa She'ini, as if Reuven did not tell her that it's Peiris Maisa She'ini, there's a svara to say that if she would have known that it's Peiris Maisa She'ini, she wouldn't have accepted this money from Reuven. And as the Gemara states, Mishum Tichud Orcha, because Rachel understands that she can't eat Peiris Maisa She'ini at any place outside of Yushlayim, since it will be a major Ticha for her to take to Yushlayim, therefore she wouldn't necessarily want to be Mekudeshes, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that by the game Maisa She'ini, Rachel did not know that these Peiris are Peiris Maisa She'ini, then we don't consider it a proper Gemira Stas, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin, and Lefis that would come out, that certainly if the husband was a Shoygig and didn't know it's Peiris Maisa She'ini, but Rachel knew that it's Peiris Maisa She'ini, and she still accepts it from Reuven, that certainly it would be a valid Kedushin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, as at that point, you don't have the Sfarah to say that she wouldn't be Nichle, because she knew that was Maisa She'ini, and she still accepted it. And as the Gemara continues, Iu Nichle, however, Reuven is definitely Nicha, and even if he didn't know that it was Maisa She'ini, but the Nichle Issa Mimela, the Maisa will be able to be Koina, a woman, and he'll be able to give her Peiris Maisa She'ini, which is not so valuable to him, because he has to take them to Yushlayim, and therefore, certainly, he's very happy that she should get these Peiris Maisa She'ini, and even if he didn't know about it, certainly it would be a valid Kedushin. And Rashi explains, in a case where Rachel was a Shoygig and did not know that these Peiris are Maisa She'ini, then it's considered Kedushay Tais. Rabbi Yemi continues to explain the words of Rabbi Yechonon, and he says, Ela Hegdish Tabayelo Nichalu, the Naskal Hegdish Al Yadayu. However, the Gaya Hegdish, he holds that although if someone is Mail Behegdish, it doesn't make a difference if they had Me'ila B'Shoygig or B'Mezid, it goes out of the Shus of Gavoya, and it actually belongs to him, and therefore he gave her Mammon. However, Rameh holds that that makes a lot of sense. Both Reuven and Rachel knew at the time of Kedushin that they're actually doing a Maisim Ila, and they still made the decision to do so. So that was on their own das to go and take Mammon of Hegdish and transfer to become Mammon of Chulin. However, when they're doing so B'Shoygig, certainly if someone would have told them beforehand that you should know that it's actually Mammon of Hegdish, and therefore you could be Mail B'Hegdish, they certainly wouldn't want to do this. And that is why Rameh holds that if Reuven is B'Kaddish Rachel using Hegdish, and he does so, and it was a Shoygig of both Rachel and Reuven, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And Lefid is sad, even if Rachel would have known that it's Hegdish, but Reuven did not know it's Hegdish, it would still not be a valid Kedushin. And Rashi states, Dinaskal Hegdish Alidayo, Shudvar Issa, the Karna Kosav Moyle Mal, Vim Kedushin Hein Harin Eschal, and if it would be a valid Kedushin, then it would be Chilul, Shazui Hatzosak, Shaitzi, Meshuskavayo, Vinasala, and therefore by the fact that it won't be a Kedushin, that will actually save them from this terrible Issa of Me'ila. And our Gemara continues that Rabbi Yirmiyah understood the Sfar of Yechran. He understood when Rabbi Yechran said, Chodl Fisheini Shiraitza, that's referring to Maisa She'ini, and Chodl Fisheini Shneim Raitzin, that's referring to someone that's Mekadosh, a woman, using Mois of Hegdish. However, as we saw, Rabbi Yaakov stated, V'lo Yadana Hayiminayu, I'm not sure which one Rabbi Yechran said for which din, and therefore the Gemara is bothered, and why would Rabbi Yaakov be Mesupik in the words of Rabbi Yechran if L'chir Rabbi Yirmiyah just brought a very practical Sfar? And the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov would say that Otto Ipcha Miloy Mistavra, is it not possible to say the exact opposite Svara, and potentially it would make perfect sense to say that Rabbi Yechon said, Chodol Fisheini Shereitza, that's referring to Hegdish, and Chodol Fisheini Shneim Reitzim, that's referring to Maisa She'ini. And the Gemara explains, Miloy Ikla Meima, couldn't you say that was in regard to Reuven being Mekadosh, his wife Rachel, using Peiris of Maisa She'ini, that is in that case that Rabbi Yechon said it, Lefisheini Shneim Reitzim, that both of them wouldn't want the Kedushin to go through if they would have known that it's Peiris Maisa She'ini. And the reason is that because Maisa Iloy Nichola Mishum Tichad Urcha, that when the game Maisa She'ini, she wouldn't want the Kedushin to go through because she wouldn't want to take the money to Yushlayim and only have the Vahana in Yushlayim and Iloy Nichole, and the husband would either want it to be a valid Kedushin, Mishum Oin to the Urcha. As far as that Reuven knows that any oinus that occurs while she's traveling to Yushlayim will be his responsibility. Therefore, it is as far to say that Reuven also would not want the Kedushin to be Chal if he would have known that it's actually Peiris of Maisa She'ini. Therefore, that could be the Svar Rabbi Yehuda that he says that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel B'Shoygeg using Peiris Maisa She'ini, there would not be a valid Kedushin, and that's because both Reuven and Rachel would have not wanted this Kedushin to be Chal if they would have known that it's Peiris Maisa She'ini. Rashi actually brings two different Pshatim in Iulay Nichalei Meshum Ein Sid Urcha, and we'll get back to this in a moment. Gemara continues that Rabbi Yaakov felt that it's possible Rabbi Yechonon said that Chodol Fisheini Shereitza, that that's actually going by the Gei Hegdish, and the Svar is Vela Hegdish Bishleim Iulay Nichla, that it makes sense that a woman would not be Nicha, that someone should be Mekadosha using Mois of Hegdish, the Nasal Hegdish Al Yodah, because she doesn't want Hegdish to be Mechul through her. It could be that although he knows he'd be Eva on the Issa Mila, but Lamais at that point, this was only the money that he had, and he didn't want to lose the opportunity to be Mekadosh this woman. Therefore, he took a calculated risk, and he said, I'm going to be Mekadosh this woman using Moyes of Hegdish, and then, of course, I'll have to replace it, I'll have to bring a carbon. Ultimately, he didn't want to lose the opportunity of being Mekadosh this woman, and therefore, he made some sort of a calculation, and he was Meir Heta, that there's some sort of a mitzvah say over here to get married, and therefore, I'll go and be Moyel Behegdish. But Rachel doesn't have that svara, and as Rashi says, the Mahanoye Shlob Bechiluloi, Imloy to Kablenu, Yitzdarach Zelakacha Behetim Shloi. If she won't accept the Kedushin from Hegdish, then he'll have to go and find money in order to be Makadishah. Again, this is a bit Sarbia, because if this is the only money that he has, then Lacher, we always have a svara that a woman wants to get married even more than a man, and we know that Tav Dilmesa Tandu Molamesa Amalu, and Yesim Ish Raitzli Nase, Isha Raitzli Nase, and therefore, Lacher, the svara should potentially be exactly the opposite, or at least it should be as strong but a gay man as well as been a gay woman. Before we continue, let's go back and learn Rashi, Diba Maslo Mishum Oinsid Orcho, that the Gemara explained that there's a svara to say that a man would not be happy to be Makadish's wife using Pierce Maisa Sheni because of Oinsid Orcho, and Rashi explained that Kocho Oinsid Orcho Le Ramya, because the oinus of anything that occurs while she's traveling to Yushlaim to eat the Pierce of Maisa Sheni would be on the man, Shah Maisa Imba Khan Shavaputa, the Maisa Sheni at the point when it's out of Yushlaim is not considered Shavaputa, Shalay Nita Laitzia El Bishlaim, because you can only use it in Yushlaim. Shafil Tim Kurenu, Dumb of Nitvas Mikdushosai, because even if you can sell it, it's Dumb is Nitvas Mikdushosai, and therefore there's no value. Vikdushin Srikhan Shiyu Sharaputa, and since there's a requirement for Kedushin to have at least a Sharaputa, Hilkachi Yaviyadime Kard and Maisu, Kivin the Baila Kabuli Alel in Sidocha, Lev Makadish Lebei, so certainly a man would not want to be Makadish's wife if he knew that the Kedushin would only be Chal once she gets to Yushlaim, and until that point, any illness that occurs would be on him. The Shchiyach Lususay Tvei Gab Issa Megavra, and certainly it's more Shchiyach for a woman to have an illness while she's traveling and there's someone to start up with her and bandits come and steal the money from her than it would be by a man. As we mentioned, according to this Pshat of Rashi, it would come out that the Kedushin is only Chal once she gets to Yushlaim, as prior to that it's not considered a Sharaputa. Rashi continues with another explanation, Inami Loi Rami Achrayis La, and even to say that Achrayis of the Pierce of Maisa Sheni are not in Ruvain, still Loi Nichalei the Sistemine, Penti Atsa V'Taymer Loi Kedashtani V'Davish Loi Nenesibai, because maybe an illness will happen while she's traveling, and although Ruvain is not responsible for the Pierce of Maisa Sheni, but ultimately Rachel will feel that she never got anything for her Kedushin, as she got Pierce of Maisa Sheni, and while she was out of Yushlaim, she couldn't use it, and it was already stolen from her prior to getting to Yushlaim. Therefore, it is also a svara to say that a man would not be happy to go and be Makadish's wife using Pierce Maisa Sheni. And in the top Taisit Amid, five lines from where it gets smaller, Taisit states, Mashma Mtech Purushai, according to the first Pshat of Rashi, it's Mashma, Shalei Chayla Kedushin Bemezid, Ad Shiyu Yushlaim. Taisit asks a couple of questions of Rashi, and therefore Taisit says, Lakach Nirli, Kepirish HaKuntra Sheni, and therefore Taisit likes the second Pshat of Rashi better. And the Gemara continues that we just explained that Lefir Ameya, if Ru is Mekadish Rachel using Hegdish B'Shoigeg, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin. So Rabbi asked the following question from Chista, Isha Imis Kadeshes, although Rabbi holds that the woman is not Mekudeshes, Mois Ma'ashiyetz L'chulan, but maybe it's considered Mila, and therefore the Mois would go out L'chulan. And Amalei Rabbi Chista responded back to Rabbi, certainly if Ein Isha Imis Miskadeshes, if the woman is not Miskadeshes, therefore nothing occurred with this money, and therefore Mois Hechiyetz L'chulan, why would the money go out L'chulan? And certainly the only time that the item of Hegdish goes out L'chulan and is no longer considered Mam and Gavaya is only once someone is Mail B'Hegdish, but since over here the Mi'ilah actually didn't occur because the Kedushin wasn't valid, therefore the money would not go out L'chulin. And the Gemara continues with another Shaila, Bayim Ne'er Rechir Bar Oven Mer Abchisto. So now Rechir Bar Oven asks from Abchisto, B'mecha Mai, that although we said B'degay Kedushin, that if someone uses Mois of Hegdish for Kedushin, that's not considered valid Kedushin, but what would happen if someone uses Mois Hegdish for a Mecha and for some sort of a transaction? On Malay, after Mecha Lekana, then he responded that even B'degay Mecha, Rameh would hold that if you do so B'shagig, it's not considered a valid Kinyan. And Rashi points out that Lefizeh, Ve'im Me'ilah Rameh Behegdashis, that according to Rameh, will come out that the only way that you can actually be Eva Me'ilah by Hegdish, Ela Ba'ichel Eichel Hegdish, only if someone goes and eats something that belongs to Hegdish, Avla Meitzim Mois Hegdish, in La Me'ilah. However, if someone goes and uses the money of Hegdish, either for Kedushin or for Mecha Chamemka, in both cases we said the actual transaction is not Chal, and therefore Me'ilah didn't happen, the Chal Makam Shein, Shem Hegdish Aleim, as wherever that money is, the name of Hegdish is still on them and never went out L'chulin, and therefore the person was not Mayel. And the Gemara continues that Rav Chista just responded to Rav Chiya Ba'oven that if someone uses Mois Hegdish B'Shogig and tries to use it for a transaction and tries to buy something with it, then it would not be considered a valid mecha, and therefore he wouldn't be moel behegdish. So Rav Chiya bar Ovin now asks Rav Chista the following from a Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah Daf Chaf Aleph. Mishnah over there is discussing three categories of people. There was a person called the Shulchani who was a money changer, and he used to need money always in order to make change for people. There was also a Baal Bayis that didn't generally transact with money, and therefore they didn't necessarily always need money. And there was a third category called the Chenveni, which is a middle category that he doesn't always need money, but at times the Chenveni will also need money. And the Mishnah over there teaches us that if a Gizbar takes money and he doesn't realize that it's actually the money of Hegdish, and he gives it over to the Shulchani to watch for him, and the Mishnah in the Mi'ilah states that it depends how the Gizbar gave the money to the Shulchani. As if the Gizbar gave the money to the Shulchani in a tied up bag, then the standard is that the Shulchani shouldn't use that money because he realizes that the person gave it to him as a pekudin and didn't give him permission to use it, and therefore if the Shulchani would use that money, then the Gizbar would not be mal, but the Shulchani would be mal. However, if the Gizbar gave the money to the Shulchani in a loose bag or a loose change, then the standard was that the Shulchani would use that money and have permission to use that money. Therefore, when the Gizbar gave the money to the Shulchani, it's as if the Gizbar gave permission to the Shulchani to use Mamon Hegdish, and therefore, as we know, B'negei Me'ilah there's a din of Yesh Lichud Ve'Aveira, and therefore, when the Shulchani uses that money, it's considered as if the Gizbar had a Nah with Mois Hegdish, and the Gizbar would be Chayef for Me'ilah. However, B'negei Balabas, then it doesn't make a difference if a person gives them money tied up or loose change. The din is that it's considered Pekadin. The umdin is that the Balabayas will not use this money. Therefore, even if a Gizbar gives a Balabayas loose change, the understanding is that the Balabayas will not use this money, and therefore, if the Balabayas uses the money, he's doing so on his own accord, and therefore the Balabayas will be moil, and the Gizbar will never be moil when he gave money to a Balabayas b'shoygeg. Our Gemara continues that Esfer Rav Chiya bar Ovin asked the following question to Rav Chista based on this Mishnah in Masechet Me'ilah. As the Mishnah continues, Chenveni ke Balabayas de Rameya. Rameya holds that a Chenveni has a din like a Balabayas. As Rashi says, she ain't a tzarech tamid l'mayis shenayis l'peiris, because a person that is a Chenveni doesn't need mayis. When he's buying things for his store, he's able to buy things on credit. V'dayla b'miyat mayis shebiyadai, and therefore he only needs a little bit of money. If when someone places money by a Chenveni, there is an understanding that he won't go and use that money. And therefore, it may hold that a Chenveni has a din like a Balabayas, and if a Gizbar goes and gives a Chenveni money b'shoygeg, then the Chenveni will be mayil if he uses it. However, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Chenveni k'shulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chenveni has a din like a shulchani. And Rashi says the maid yada the tzarech tamid l'mayis l'kenei schara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that everyone knows that a Chenveni needs money in order to buy new merchandise. Therefore, if the Gizbar gave the Chenveni money that was strewn and was tied up, then it's understood that the Chenveni had no right to use that money, and if he does so, that he did so on his own accord, and therefore the Chenveni would be mal and not the Gizbar. However, if he gave him loose money, then the Chenveni would not be mal and the Gizbar would be mal, because the Gizbar should have understood that the Chenveni will go and use that money. And the Gemara continues, Ad kan le'mifkli l'masav v'chenveni k'shulchni u'masav v'chenveni k'balabayas. There's no machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, aside from what the Chenveni is considered, aval t'kuli alma m'hoitzi mal, but all agree that if the Chenveni actually goes and uses the money, and he does so b'shoigeg, then either the Balabayas or the Gizbar would be mal. And we just said that Ramei holds that b'mech le'kona, if someone uses Mois Hegdish b'shoigeg and he transacts and he does some sort of mechamemka, then it's not considered a valid transaction, as certainly he wouldn't want the transaction to go through. Therefore, how could it be that Ramei says that the Chenveni is considered like a Balabayas and the Chenveni would be mal? Mori answers, Ein chenami, Ramei l'dvar Rabbi Yehuda kama. Ramei was only stating this idea according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that l'didi im hoitzi nami le'mal, according to my shita, that if someone goes and transacts using Mois Hegdish b'shoigeg, that's not considered a valid transaction. Therefore, certainly, since the transaction was a chal, therefore it's not considered mila at all. But according to you, that you consider that it is a mila, at least you should be minded to me that the Chenveni is considered like a balabayas, and therefore if the Chenveni goes and uses this money, the Chenveni is mal and not the Gizbar. For a Malay, and Rabbi Yehuda responded, Loi, I disagree, k'shulchani, that we consider the Chenveni like a shulchani, and if a Gizbar gave money to a Chenveni b'shoigeg and he gave it to him as loose change, then it's understood that the Chenveni who will need money consistently in order to buy merchandise will use that money, and therefore, yesh liach l'dvar aveir b'negei me'ilah, at least l'fir ameya, in that case, the Gizbar would be mal, and we will stop over here.